Guys?
Yeah?
Well, I mean, Brian, you're here, but listeners, we just saw a Star War.
We saw a Star War?
Fuck!
It was a
so
new Star
good.
War.
Oh my gosh, pardon my language, that was probably... Let's start over. Guys, we just saw a Star War.
We just saw a fucking Star War!
Fuck! It was so good. I can't do it. It was so good. It was so good. We are here on location at an AMC theater, and by on location I mean in the parking garage.
In my car.
It's a lovely studio. It is a lovely studio. I like the acoustics.
Spacious.
Yes.
Actually, the acoustics are really good in here.
They are really nice in here. We'll find out later when we post this. So you thought we were gonna skip Thursday? Well, guess what? It's 11:53. We definitely lost Thursday.
Yeah,
but
we
still
lost Thursday.
Got whatever. We're good. We're going. We have suffered this week with some technical difficulties.
Remember the time that I dropped something on my computer and
yeah.
then my
whose fault is that, Brian?
It was yours again.
I'm pretty sure this
time it was actually yours. It was mine. It was totally my fault.
But how is your computer doing?
Computer is not doing well, but the hard drive is doing just fine, so we're
good.
Okay.
That's
we didn't
more
lose
than
everything.
We can say
yeah.
from my hard drive.
Right.
All right. Well, anyways. Now that you guys know what's going on and why we skipped this week, time for us to talk about Solo. Oh, it was so good.
I was gonna say it's way better than I thought it would be, but I kind of went in with zero expectations because I had no idea how I wanted to go.
I remember we talked about this a while ago, and you were like, I could take it or leave it. I feel like the film's unnecessary.
Right. I didn't want a Han Solo movie. Like, that's not something I wanted. I wanted a Chewie movie or a Lando movie, so that's kind of what I was here
for.
Or
a Chewie, Lando, and Han movie together.
Yeah.
Which is what we got.
Basically, yeah.
Basically. But I went in, like, I remember being like, I'm down for the Solo movie. Like, I was excited for it in that I was like, yay, new Star Wars. But in the last month, I don't know if I'm just a victim of advertising campaigns or if the trailer just looks super dope.
Trailer was legit.
Like, I broke my... I mean, I didn't quite break the rule of don't see trailers for things you're already going to see because I didn't know for sure if I was going to be like, I'm going to go to that movie that night. Like, I still haven't seen Deadpool yet.
Oh, Deadpool 2 was so good. I love that movie.
But I'll see that later, probably this weekend.
All right.
But Solo, I don't know, in the last month, I just got really, really hyped for this film.
Oh, I did too. And I think what helped with me is, so StarWars.com puts out their Star Wars show, which is freaking hilarious. So good. I was catching up. I haven't watched it in months. But the ones I caught up with had the new guy playing Chewie, and it had...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Since Peter Mayhew's health is not allowing him to do nearly the crap that... Plus, I mean, Chewie in the new Star Wars movies isn't as active as Chewie was in the original trilogy.
Well, sort of.
I mean, but he's not, like, ripping arms off and stuff.
He was in this
but
movie.
But he was in this movie! So,
but
as
anyways,
you can tell,
yeah.
Like
so, so I got super excited because I was catching up on the Star Wars show. They had new Chewie guy. They had Alden and Donald Glover on talking about it, and they also had Ron Howard on an episode.
Yep.
And then they had Kevin Feige on an episode.
That's cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like they were all on there, and they all seemed really excited. And you can kind of tell when actors are going through the media rounds.
Yeah.
When they're stoked for a project or if they're just going through the motions.
We all saw Ben Affleck's face in that interview. Hello, darkness, my old friend. And this one, no, they're like, they're all jazzed.
They were super jazzed, yeah. Especially Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, I think, is so excited.
Yeah, and coming, because he's a huge fan before, like, if he's excited about it and not bummed out, then it's a good sign.
Yeah, well, and he was on Jimmy Kimmel, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about his experience with Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I think of, you know, he's thinking of all these motivations
from
and stuff.
From this
and
planet,
Billy Dee
maybe this is
like, dude, just be cool.
Just be cool. Like, just be smooth.
Rule of cool, be smooth, flirt with everybody. Like, that's kind of your, that's the, those are the Lando rules.
Yeah.
But, like, Billy Dee Williams basically just said, like, dude, just be cool. Yeah. Like, that's your job.
Yeah.
You are the coolest character in any scene. And he totally is.
He totally
like,
was.
Even when he's not being cool, like, okay, are we at that? No, we're not at that point yet. We're still going to talk about this. Like, hey, you haven't seen this yet.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're going spoiler free for a moment longer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the trailers gave it a ton of, like, super cool stuff to look forward to. There's, you know, there's a lot of fan theories rolling around about what in the trailer was what, which
yep,
I'm not really,
usual.
Again, not big into fan theories, but fan theories as far as analyzing trailers can be kind of fun. We've
yeah.
done it ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And my number one worry was that Han Solo wasn't going to be Han Solo enough.
Yeah.
And I feel like there were moments in the beginning where I was like, I don't know, this guy's not really Han Solo.
Yeah.
And, like, even when the movie ended, I was still like, he's not Harrison
right.
Ford.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
But he really...
He did a pretty good job.
He really is Han Solo. Like,
yeah.
he did a pretty damn good job at it.
Yeah, and they've kind of mentioned, too, that, you know, this is Han Solo, but it's not Han Solo as we know him.
Right. He's still kind of getting used to things. He doesn't
yeah.
know how to do stuff. Like, early in the film, like, he's panicking in a way that is not, like... I'm going to figure a way out of this.
Yeah.
I think,
right.
you know, it's very much like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, like not handling it well,
yeah.
which he kind of comes to that point towards the end when he believes himself a little bit more.
Right.
But
yeah.
they did some changes to story and all that. And I think at 7 minutes and 30 seconds ish, we should go into spoiler territory. Have you seen the movie yet? We will wait. While we're waiting, can we get a fact check on who played Chewbacca?
It's not Anthony Daniels. Jonas Suotama?
Suotama?
Jonas? Junus?
That is his first name. I don't see it in here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, like Jonas or something like that. Suotama.
Yeah.
And we're back. Oh.
Wow.
My God.
That was good.
That movie was so fucking fun.
It was fun.
Lots of people died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we're
pretty...
done with the spoiler thing. If you
yeah.
are on here now, we're in spoiler territory. Moving
yeah.
on. Like, what was her name? Al? The super badass,
oh, yeah.
super badass
yeah.
Love
that
interest.
That whole crew.
Of, what's his name? What's
of
his
Beckett?
Of Beckett. Of the yeah. Tobias?
Something like that.
Of Beckett. Oh, my gosh. Like, and then Rio?
John Favreau.
John Favreau's character. Yeah, he was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was so good. And then, like, you go through that whole heist scene, and then it's like, oh yeah, by the way,
still a whole nother movie
there's
left.
There's a whole movie left. Like,
I didn't realize how early in the movie that was.
Yeah, it was, like, thinking into it, like, a lot had already happened at that point, because we had escaped his...
Corellia?
We've escaped
which
Corellia.
Which was so cool.
Super cool to give a planet to the actual Corellian space cruiser, which is dope.
Yeah. We've seen a little bit in the expanded universe, but nothing in the new canon
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, nothing in new canon stuff. The only exposure to, like, a Corellian cruiser that we've had where they've talked about the cruiser itself... outside of referring to it as the Falcon, was the Leia book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a brief little, you know, thing in there. Okay, before we get to that, we've got to talk about this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, holy shit.
There's
the cameos.
Yeah.
Like, Warwick Davis.
Oh, he actually had
lines.
Lines? Yeah.
And, like, as soon as he showed up, people were like, yeah!
I was so excited.
Get that guy out of that furry costume.
Yeah.
No unstuffed teddy bears for you, Wicket. Oh my gosh. And the just everybody
the
who
practical
was involved,
effects,
the
special
practical
effects.
Effect, proper combination of practical and
yeah.
non-practical effects.
Oh yeah.
Holy balls.
God, and the Kessel Run scene.
Dude, it actually was Kessel, like everyone thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the like I love that like they give you what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, versus what Han's story is.
Yeah.
Like, because you see the Kessel Run, and it's like, yeah. So they did it in under 20 parsecs, which was supposed to be impossible.
Right.
And, What they don't tell you is in the process of that, they lost the escape pod, they lost the radar dish, yep. They lost their fucking landing gear.
Most of the ship.
Most of the ship is destroyed. They lost a cannon. Yeah. Like, and they had to do it while escaping a giant necroverse Cthulhu-esque, like, old god...
That was so
Lovecraftian
cool.
monster. And, like, and then they get there, and he's like, yeah, I did it in 12 runs. And Chewbacca's like, rawr, rawr, and he's like,
well, not if you, well,
round, if you round down. Like, so even that's not 100% true. Yeah. Like, Han Solo, ever the dastardly man, makes his, like, intro to the Star Wars movie telling a lie.
Yep.
Which is even better.
Oh, man.
They had him shoot first.
Yeah, they did.
They had a really quality, like, storyline and commentary, which was super dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked. I loved L3.
L3 was cool.
I thought L3 was hilarious.
I kind of wanted more.
Yeah. I loved what they did with her, because, like, when she gets hit, like, I was horrified. I was like, oh, no. And they really, like, up until the point when she's in the ship, like, in pieces.
Yeah.
I was missing up.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm not okay with this. And then when they, like, were like, yeah, let's upgrade her nav into the computer.
I thought that was cool.
That was a super cool thing to do. Like, kind of makes Lando losing the Falcon a little worse.
A little bit tougher, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And that the twist at the end was kind of cool. I was expecting Lando to be the guy that...
Betrayed. I honestly thought that he might be the one walking in, and I liked that they really held us in suspense for a moment. Who's gonna walk in here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Woody Harrelson.
Oh, okay. Who was awesome in the movie, by the way?
Yeah. Okay. So, can we talk real quick while we're here about Rebels and Clone Wars tie-ins?
Yes.
First off, Aura Singh, who was first seen
in Episode One.
In Episode One,
the pod racer.
Yeah.
I don't think she shoots
at the pod. She was just watching it.
Yeah, she's watching it on the cliff.
She's up watching it. The Tusken Raiders actually
shot it. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she's up in the top, just overlooking everything.
Yeah.
Go figure. And then she gets parts in the Clone Wars, which is super dope.
Yeah.
Has a great storyline in that with Ahsoka and Padme. On Boba Fett's team, actually.
Right, right.
Mentioning of Bosk.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had it mentioned by name, have we?
I don't think so.
We got Bosk mentioned by name.
Yep.
We got
a few different planets that are mentioned.
We got a few different syndicates, too, that are mentioned.
Yeah.
Pikes?
The Pikes were there.
Which one are the Pikes in the Clone Wars?
They were part of the Spice Cartel. So they're kind of running the show.
They're the ones who look kind of like Egyptian sarcophagi, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But yeah, they're all around Mandalore during the Clone Wars.
Yes, they were. Yeah. And they had an actual pike on Kessel, didn't they?
Yeah, there was a few.
Like, that's never happened.
No,
we don't get animation stuff bleeding over that way. Like, no. I mean, we did in Rogue One a little bit
with Chopper
and the ghost, but like, and
not straight up.
And on this we had like a really good balance of lots of current expanded universe.
Yeah, new canon stuff, and then some...
Like, species, too.
Yeah. It was really... What really has been bugging me about the last few Star Wars movies was that, yeah, there's a lot of cool new aliens, but, like, you don't see any of the older ones.
Yeah.
And here was a nice sprinkle in of...
There was a Twi'lek.
Yeah.
There was another Wookiee.
There's a grip load of Wookiees.
There was that big giant thing that I can't remember what it is, but it's not a Wampa, but it's also really big and furry that I can't for the life of me think of what it is.
I remember seeing it, but I thought it was a Wookiee at first.
I thought it was too, but then I saw its shoulders and it like didn't have a head. It like its head went straight into its shoulders, yeah. Much like that species does.
We had a few Rodians.
Rodians, yep.
Which
there
was cool.
There was a Rodian. Then we got whatever.
And then we had I think it's called Two Tubes, who was in Rogue One.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was part of the the group at the end who turned out not to be like a terrorist syndicate sort of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever they were called.
Yeah, Infus Nest.
Yeah.
It sounded like Infant's Nest, but it wasn't Infant's Nest. It was like Infant's Nest.
Yeah. I really need to see this movie to get to all the other little details.
But didn't he fight for Two Tubes is part of Saw Gerrera's faction.
Yeah, yeah.
Which really, really cool
tie in there.
Yeah, and the people of the planet very much had a very similar story to Saw Gerrera's origin.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of what's focused on in Rebels is that there's all these little tiny rebel factions going around, and that eventually something's going to happen where they're all going to team up and become the Alliance.
It's super cool that, because the Rebel Alliance is a shitload of rebel groups together,
which
is super awesome. But it was cool that at the very end, she's like, this is the lifeblood of a rebellion.
Yeah.
And you realize, like, oh, all of this hyperfuel is going to the rebellion. Whether it's going to go to Saw or wherever, it will end up in the Rebels' hands.
Mon Mothma's crew.
Yeah. Super, super cool.
Biggest, hugest,
craziest shit.
Maul.
Oh my God.
Not Darth Maul. Maul.
I lost my
shit. Oh, we both did.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So they started off with that shot of him as the hologram, and I was like, I want to know who this bastard is.
Yeah, and I was thinking it might have been.
I started looking everywhere I could for clues with the thing, and I was like, please don't be Palpatine.
See, and I was thinking I wasn't really thinking Palpatine, but in the comics, Vader's kind of keeping his own eye on things.
Yeah.
And so the voice at first was sort of Vader-esque, but I'm like, that's not Vader.
Yeah, that's not Vader. But I saw his boot, like, and I immediately was like, oh my God.
Because
this guy doesn't have real legs.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, be what I want you to be. And I was like, please be Maul. And then they show him, like, under the hood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, trying not to scream in a theater full of other adults wanting to enjoy a movie as I'm like, yes!
Oh, yeah, we both freaked out.
Everything I wanted!
Yeah, yeah.
So cool.
And then he busts out his lightsaber just to show
because,
he has
a lightsaber. Just in case you forgot, this is a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, yeah. So those of you that don't know, Darth Maul didn't die necessarily in Phantom Menace. This all happens during the Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah, he was put back together onto this, like, weird-ass scorpion spider body thing. And it was really messed up, and he went insane thinking that, like, the Sith ruined his life because it took him down this dark path or whatever.
Yeah.
And that the Jedi had also... The Sith-Jedi war is what ruined him.
What caused it, yeah.
And so he, like, makes it his mission to overthrow all of them and, like, become this badass crime lord.
Yeah.
And he does, shortly after getting, you know, his
shit together,
he encounters the sisterhood. What are they called? The Night Sisters.
Dathomir.
The Sisters of Dathomir.
Which was mentioned in the
Night, the Witches of Dathomir. They put him, like, basically fix his brain
help
up a little bit.
Fix his brain up, yeah.
Help him get through a little bit of his PTSD and give him some better legs
so
he doesn't look like a jackass anymore. And he and another Dothamirian, what's the species called?
Zabrak.
He and another Zabrak, like, go and take over shit until the Emperor finally is like, I'm tired of your shit, Maul. And then captures him. And then some comic book stuff happened. And then Maul actually comes back
in Rebels.
Rebels, spoiler alert. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So
it's very... So this happens... When does this movie happen? I want to say it happens like 6 or 7 years before...
definitely after Empire Day.
Yeah.
It's definitely early enough on that we are still not in control of the galaxy. So all of the annexations have not necessarily taken place.
But it's definitely...
But
it's
after
definitely been
Kashyyyk has been, like, completely obliterated.
Yeah.
And all of the...
Enslaved. Not obliterated.
Yeah. After the population of Kashyyyk has been just completely removed.
That's not a thing.
What?
No.
The population of Kashyyyk?
Yeah. No.
They're all fucking carted off to be slaves.
Not all of them.
Sure, but, like, they're not still there.
Yeah, they are. Read some books, bro.
Is that current canon?
Yeah. Aftermath books.
Aftermath. You told me not to read them. You said they were terrible.
Because they weren't that great, no.
Okay, the point being that Kashyyyk's population is fucked over by the Empire.
Yeah, they take them
as
slaves.
And there's very few of them left.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that Tarful was going to be in one of those mines.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Love me some Tarful.
Yeah.
Just... Han Solo actually speaking Wookiee instead of just
Yeah.
Instead of just understanding it. That was pretty cool. Even though it's like terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like, I speak a little bit. You're like, oh, yes.
Oh, man. So good.
It was
so
really good.
All right. We are officially at 21 minutes and 21 seconds. So that means, and then obviously minus like the, you know, soundtrack and stuff. So we're officially at 20 minutes in. I don't know that there's a whole lot more we need to talk about. Do we need to analyze any of this stuff?
Like, nah, I think it's too early to do that. Yeah. I still need another viewing or two.
Sure.
Overall, I really enjoyed it, though.
Really dug it. Really liked some... They did some serious world building.
Yeah.
We know what Kessel looks like in this universe
Spice
now.
Spice Mines.
We know what Corellia looks like.
It was interesting, because in the expanded universe, I always saw Corellia as more of an, like an Earth kind of planet. Mm-hmm. And they sort of did that with this.
Kind of.
A little more, like, definitely industrial.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of water.
Yeah.
You know, but not like...
Cities, but nothing Coruscant-like.
Yeah, and not, like, run down, like, Tatooine or anything like that.
Right.
And then, like, it feeds right into the Tatooine job, which is why they're on the run.
Yeah.
Which does kind of give you an idea of where this is, because Rogue One takes place, what?
Like a... month to a week before New Hope?
Until the end of the movie.
Until the end of the movie.
But, so, like, this is going to lead... This has got to be within, like, a year, I guess, now that I think about it. Because we have to have... Because what's it going to do after that? Run from Jabba for that long?
Right.
I mean, he's already pissed off Jabba, and Jabba has been on the lookout for him.
And he's still on his good side. Yeah.
Depending on how you feel about the special edition, before Jabba comes in and is like, you still owe me money... But it could be that he starts doing multiple jobs for him.
It's true.
Starts a career with him.
Yeah, which wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It would make sense, too.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I know that I just saw it, but I really do feel like Ron Howard did an excellent job. The cinematography is beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really, really great scenes.
Lots of color everywhere where it needs to be.
Yeah, decent amount of color. Lando is a badass.
Oh, Donald Glover did so good.
So cool. He's so cool. I want to wear a cape.
Yeah.
I want capes. I feel like I can't pull them off, but I feel like if I just pretended that I was pulling them off in the way that he did, that it would be okay.
Right. Get your own cape room?
I would love a cape room.
Mm-hmm.
And my future BFF can make out with his long-lost lover in there if they need.
So thoughtful.
I am a man who cares.
Yeah.
I loved L3.
L3 was great.
L3 was...
I kind of wish there was a little bit more of her.
I loved that, like, it wasn't just an aspect of her character, like, that she, you know, bitched about droid rights and stuff.
Yeah.
Hermione Granger, like, house elf status.
Oh, yeah.
But that she actually sees an opportunity to, like, free them, and all the droids are like, rebellion, revolution. Yeah. Also, I loved that they actually use the same style of voice for that old school protocol droid that they use in the Rebels.
In Rebels, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, man, Chopper's friend.
Chopper's friend who gets, like, lost in space and fucking sings a song.
Yeah. Like, oh, that was so hilariously awkwardly
and
cool.
And sad and cool.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, wait, that's how this ends?
But no, it's cool. Like, there's a lot of little sprinkled fan service
Not
things
the
like
right
that.
Protocol.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, and
so many sound effects from the different movies that made it into this one.
Origin of Han's blaster.
That was cool.
That was super cool.
And his last name.
Which that was kind of a cool twist. I liked it. I know not everybody's going to be down with it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, no,
I don't know how I feel about it.
You know, family heritage.
Definitely an interesting, different twist, but it kind of also didn't make sense because he talked about his dad.
He made it seem,
but
the way
he,
I don't know if it was just his acting, but it really felt like Donald, like Lando was like, yeah, I don't get along with my dad. And Han was like, yeah, my dad and I aren't on speaking terms either. Probably because he's dead.
Yeah.
It made it, he sounded way more tragic about not being able to
right.
to communicate with his father properly.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Lando was
Han
look,
Solo,
I would fuck a robot, and I think my dad doesn't approve. Sorry, droid. That was very insensitive. My apologies to L3 and all of her like-minded viewers.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Who else? Chewie
Chewie was an actual character in this movie.
Oh, my God. Chewie was... let's give credit where credit is due. Chewie is the father figure that Rey needs. Like,
yeah.
Drives her to Jedi practice, takes her all over the galaxy, defends her when other Jedi people are being mean to her.
Gets food in the porgs if, you know, they get hungry.
Yeah, takes care of her pets. You know, gets her pets. The Jedi coach gets mad at her, and he goes in and puts him in his place. Like, Chewie is the best dad that Rey could ask for.
Yeah.
So let's give credit where it's due. But I have been waiting 5 movies to watch Chewbacca rip the arms off of somebody who didn't.
He finally got his chance.
He did it. I literally yelled out in the theater, "Finally!" Because he's holding the arms up.
Both of them, yeah.
Both of them. He pulled them both off.
Yeah.
What an asshole. We see him play that game right off the bat. We see Sabacc.
Yeah.
Which I was so happy to see Sabacc as with actual gameplay. And we've seen enough cards now. I feel like a Sabacc deck can and should be completely purchasable within the next several months.
Yeah.
They're doing enough merchandise. Solo cups have solo on them now.
Right, right.
Which, brilliant.
It's so...
Such a good move. But, I feel like Sabacc needs to be there. Back on Chewie.
Yeah.
Chewbacca was wonderful. He had his own motivations and, was like, hey, I got to do some stuff. I got to handle my shit right now.
And then you hear, because, originally it's like, oh, Han Solo rescued him from the spice mines.
Yeah.
But Han saved him multiple times in this movie and then
helped him save other Wookiees from the spice mines.
Yeah.
And when they said, we're going to feed you to the beast, as soon as he fell, I was like, Rancor? And then I saw the little tunnels, and I was like Chewbacca.
Yeah, yeah.
I know who's coming out of this, and he was disgusting looking.
Yeah.
And as soon as they showed his feet, I was like, oh, he's going to look so gross.
The shower scene.
Then when he steps up, we couldn't have done this one at a time.
Oh, man. I really would love this movie. Felt more like a Star Wars movie than the last... than The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens to me.
It felt more like a Star Wars movie than Rogue One did, too.
Yeah,
One, I knew Rogue One was absolutely a spinoff and that it was going to take a very different direction. But because
it was supposed to.
Right, but because it had such limited amounts of alien species and because it was absolutely a war movie with not a single character that we knew as part of the main crew.
Yeah.
We see Mon Mothma and Bail Organa, but they're side characters in that film. Whereas this, we're going in, seeing young versions of characters that we love interacting with other people.
Yeah.
And Emilia Clarke and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, she was great too.
Were just wonderful. Jon Favreau was fantastic. I said Jon Favreau like he's some sort of fancy Frenchman. Jon Favreau and L3. Despite being in a sort of side character, pulls your heartstrings and really gives... It's cool because we build Emilia Clarke's character with another character that wasn't there instead of establishing her, 100% just with Han.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and...
That was really well done.
It was really cool that they both kind of talk about, their end game here, and that was pretty neat. A lot of really badass women in this movie.
Yeah.
A lot of really badass... aliens in this movie, it's not nearly as human-centric, which I appreciate.
Yeah, especially after Rogue One and its lack of aliens. That was one of my biggest gripes. Yeah.
I loved K-2SO, don't get me wrong.
Right. He was very HK-47-esque.
Yes, without calling them meatbags. She was also that kind of HK-47-esque, too. I dug her. I dug her design. Yeah. I feel like she had this really cool, she kind of had a swagger to her in the way she walked.
Right.
I love that they have droids fighting like robot wars.
Oh yeah.
In a cage
that
fight.
That was so good. Which doesn't surprise me at all. It makes sense for Star Wars
and how Lando would react. And she says they don't serve our kind here. She kind of establishes a little bit further what the first one did, and that there are droids with sentience that are treated badly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of cool because we've never really gone into that.
Right, yeah.
Which it's cool also that
part of that world building.
Lando treats her... Well, and then Lando, of course, being the scumbag that he is also I would give her, like, I'd give her just a memory wipe, but she has the best Navi computer in the galaxy.
Yeah.
So.
Which ends up getting put in the Falcon.
Put in the Falcon, which means the Falcon can do all sorts of other cool shit.
Right.
And we
very TARDIS-like.
Yeah. We saw the origin of the dice.
Yeah.
And.
Well, it wasn't really an origin. He just had it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that is the one complaint about this movie that Devin had mentioned as well, that I would have to be inclined to agree with, that this was less of an origin story and more of a first adventure.
I'm very okay with that.
Which, yeah, I don't know that we needed a full...
I'm over origin stories in general.
Mm, I can get I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I can see how that could be beneficial. I would have liked a little bit more like Han as a child. As a
kid. I thought that's
how did you get captured? You know, how did you wind up here?
Oh, well, he was an orphan, and they took orphans. That was in the intro paragraph. Also, an interesting beginning where they started out like with Rogue One. They had just started.
Yeah, and then just boom,
and then
still did the A Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away, and then boom.
Yeah.
And then some shit happens, and then bum, bum, ba-da-ba-bum, boom.
Yeah.
Speaking of music.
Music was great.
The asteroid theme from Empire.
They pulled out a lot of stuff from Empire, and it was so
being reused in the Kessel Run.
Yeah.
I was giggling so hard.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, they're doing it, because I was like, and I was like,
oh, yeah. Oh, and there was, and then Imperial March over the...
over the propaganda
films. The propaganda films.
Which they've done in Rebels as well. Yeah. That they've, like, kind of made it this, like, actual existing song within the universe. And it's cool because they actually didn't play the exact Imperial March.
Right.
They sort of... change the key a little bit to make it a little more positive and propaganda-y.
Yeah.
Which I thought was subtle, but
good touch.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant use of whoever... Who did the soundtrack on this one?
Oh, man.
Because it was not Mr. John Williams.
No, but he did do a new Han Solo theme.
Yes.
For this movie.
Yes. I know he had touched on this project a little bit, but he most certainly did not fondle it with the amount of intensity that he normally does.
Let's see. John Powell.
John Powell. Well, kudos to you, John Powell. You know how to take a theme and really work it.
Yeah.
Much, much props go to that guy. I hope that he is involved in future projects because he really... Yeah. There were a few times where I was like, this music isn't very...
Star Warsy,
but it's also still good.
Yeah.
But then there were other times where I was like, this is exactly what I want. Kind of in the Justice League when they had those like little moments of like the Batman theme or the Superman theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was very much like that, but I think on a much grander scale, which was super cool.
Which was needed.
Anyway, so back to the intro because ADD.
It's a paragraph.
It was a couple lines, but it was in the font of A Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was neat. It was neat to see that.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to this and you hadn't watched it yet, you've gotten quite a bit of it, but there's still plenty more to see. We are in a parking garage, after all. You'll hear that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you so much for listening to this brief and short podcast. We look forward to hearing or seeing you later today when we're doing our live cast. And we cannot wait.
We'll be in Ontario if you guys
are
around.
We're going to be in Ontario. We're going to be...
TGI Fridays.
We're going to be at TGI Fridays. We're going to be doing the Fanniversary. We will be interviewing an original Ewok from Return of the Jedi. A Gamorrean from Return of the Jedi, and the voice of Leia in the animation...
Everything. These days.
Yeah, she Forces of Destiny, Rebels, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, we're really looking forward to that, as well as some hopefully some time with the 501st.
Yeah. And whatever else they got going on.
And,
there's
of course, the people from Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, yeah.
Project
Most
Wish Upon a Star,
yeah.
Who are a fantastic charity that sends children who are suffering from cancer to conventions to go basically have what Dave calls their con mitzvah.
Yeah.
They help them cosplay.
Yeah.
They get them, you know, last year they got to introduce them to and has spent some time with Stan Lee himself.
Yeah. They've done it a couple times with Stan.
Really, really great people. Right. I've gotten to speak with them extensively this week. I really hope that you guys tune in. And if you can't make it and you can't listen to the live cast, don't you worry. We will find a way to get that audio all onto the SoundCloud / Apple Podcasts / Google Play. Wherever you're listening. Wherever podcasts are consumed. So, thank you guys so much.
Yeah. See you around.
See ya. Also, say hi to Hannah, who's in the car this entire time, quietly nodding her head along.
Hi.
Okay, hey. Everybody, we are out of here. May the force be with you.